Hello, everyone. Welcome to day number 18 of our Lenten reflection on St. Alphonsus Liguori's sermons. So glad that you're here with us. Just a reminder to like and share this video and share it with those who you think might be interested. Today, we're going to share what stood out to us in these readings and why. And I'm going to go first. It is well known that Saturday is dedicated by the Holy Church to Mary because, as St. Bernard says, on that day, the day after the death of her son, she remained constant in faith. Therefore, Mary's clients are careful to honor her on that day by some particular devotion, especially by fasting on bread and water. Did you know this? If I did, I sort of forgot. And I did not know the practice of fasting. Friday, get that done. But now we have another day to fast if we so choose. And St. Alphonsus says there's great grace associated with fasting in honor of Mary. Mm-hmm. And he gives this incredible example, this story.
It is that of a famous captain of brigands who, on account of this devotion, was preserved in life after his head had been cut off, and was thus enabled to make his confession, for the unfortunate creature was in a state of sin. After confession, he declared that, on account of this devotion, the Blessed Virgin had obtained for him so great a grace, and immediately expired.
So, was he, like, holding his head? His head was talking. Like, I wonder what that looked like. Sometimes I think people would hear such an account and think, that's got to be myth, right? Mm-hmm. That could have never happened. You know, someone's head cut off, the guy's still alive and is able to make a confession and declare why? Mm-hmm. It seems out of this world, impossible. But is it? How much faith do we need to believe in something like this? Well, consider this. How much faith does it require for us to believe someone died and then 3 days later came back alive? And you might be thinking, well, who in the world would believe that? Every Christian is bound to believe that. Jesus Christ died. 3 days later, he rose again. Not only that, he ascended into heaven. Our faith is based upon a physical miracle. So we have to be careful to simply dismiss every story about miracles. Do we know this happened for sure? I don't know. But this is what I think. St. Alphonsus, he's a holy man. He's a saint. And he's a doctor of the church. He's a smart guy. Mm-hmm. And if he thought this story worth sharing, my opinion, it must be worth believing. Mm. On Saturdays, we should always practice some devotion in honor of our Blessed Lady, receive Holy Communion, or at least hear Mass, visit an image of Mary, wear a haircloth, or something of that sort. I guess we could just do something on Saturday to honor Our Lady.
Go pick some flowers for her. Put it at the bottom of a statue.
Or break out that hair shirt.
We're not making fun of it. Pilate said, "Behold the man. Were it not that our Savior was reduced to so pitiable a condition that Pilate believed the very sight of him would have moved his enemies themselves to compassion and hindered them from any longer demanding his death." What I found really interesting is that after this quote, St. Alphonsus goes into the weeping women of Jerusalem and how they weren't crying because they felt that Jesus was innocent. They actually thought that they agreed with their husbands who were all like jeering crowd calling for the crucifixion of Jesus. But because Jesus was so impacted physically by the scourging, by the suffering, the torture that he went through, just at the mere sight of him, these women had compassion on him. And it reminds me of the St. Bridget prayers. I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with these prayers. There's actually a couple. St. Bridget, Jesus appeared to her and revealed to her a lot about his wounds and how many wounds he suffered and how he suffered them out of love for us. And out of that came the 15 prayers of St. Bridget, which are prayed daily for an entire year. But they're so, so beautiful. And to be able to meditate on the passion of Jesus every single day for an entire year, it transforms a person. And actually, about a year and a half ago, I actually got to go through those prayers for a year, and I love them, and I hope to do them again someday.
If you'd like to pray those prayers, I'll link right there. They're there for you.
St. Alphonsus goes kind of in like detail a little bit about the suffering of Jesus in this, and it just reminded me so much of St. Bridget and her writings. There's also the 7 prayers of St. Bridget that are prayed for 12 years.
link right up there.
I just started those a month ago. I've got a long way to go. Jesus one day manifested himself under his scourging to Sister Victoria Angelini, and showing her his body, one mass of wounds, said to her, "These wounds, Victoria, every one of them, ask thee for love."
If you'd like to pray along the rosary with us, the link will be right up there. Comment below. We'll see you tomorrow.